After a two-month pause, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has announced the city will continue working to implement the costly and contentious SAP software program. An external audit review of the project presented on Friday found no fault with the software system, but instead identified a number of missteps putting the program into action.
You know, it was a train wreck from the beginning, frankly.
Assemblymember L.V. Gray Jackson chairs the committee in charge of reviewing the SAP program and has been a longtime critic of how the last administration handled it. She says members of the assembly and administration were told that after so much money and time has been invested, it just doesn't make sense to walk away from the project.
But it was clear that keeping SAP was probably the only choice to make. You know, like our contractor has said throughout, that the software itself is salvageable. We just need to get some organization in place that knows what they're doing to implement it.
The audit did include a number of recommendations to not repeat past mistakes.
First off, the city, and I'm talking about the prior administration, did not understand the full scope of the project and what they were about to undertake. Leadership wasn't appropriately engaged and didn't take ownership of the project or the outcome. The contractor supplied inadequate resources, project governance, and oversight.
The original estimate was that the SAP software would be up and running across municipal departments by 2011 at a cost of less than $11 million. To date, the city has spent more than $36 million, with full implementation now optimistically forecasted for early 2017. Gray Jackson says she's encouraged to see Berkowitz taking responsibility for the project. The administration has not released an updated cost estimate yet and was not able to provide a response for comment in time for broadcast.